Hello, welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, October 14th, Thankful Tuesday. Call me, text me, send me some kind of message letting me know what you are thankful for. A person, a place, a thing, an attribute of God. Let's dig right into God's Word together. We're in Isaiah chapter 39, where Isaiah is going to speak the Lord's message to Hezekiah. This is an interesting passage. After Hezekiah gets well, the king of Babylon sends an entourage, and Hezekiah welcomes them. He doesn't just welcome them, he lets them see everything in the kingdom. He's flattered by their gifts, and his short-sightedness puts the kingdom in danger. It's an interesting story. I hope that you'll enjoy listening to it. Merodach Baladan, the son of Baladan, was now king of Babylonia. And when he learned that Hezekiah was well, he sent messengers with letters and a gift for him. Hezekiah welcomed the messengers and showed them all the silver, the gold, the spices, and the fine oils that were in his storehouse. He even showed them where he kept his weapons. Nothing in his palace or in his entire kingdom was kept hidden from them. I asked Hezekiah, "Where did these men come from? What do they want?" "They came all the way from Babylonia," Hezekiah answered. "What did you show them?" I asked. Hezekiah answered, "I showed them everything in my kingdom." Then I told Hezekiah, "I have a message for you from the Lord All-Powerful. One day, everything you and your ancestors have stored up will be taken to Babylonia. The Lord has promised that nothing will be left. Some of your own sons will be taken to Babylonia, where they will be disgraced and made to serve in the king's palace." Hezekiah thought, "At least our nation will be at peace for a while." So he told me, "The message you brought from the Lord is good." Let's turn now to Acts chapter 16, verses 1 through 10. In this passage, Timothy begins working with Paul and Silas. Paul and Silas went back to Derbe and Lystra, where there was a follower named Timothy. His mother was also a follower. She was Jewish and his father was Greek. The Lord's followers in Lystra and Iconium said good things about Timothy, and Paul wanted him to go with them. But Paul first had him circumcised because all the Jewish people around there knew that Timothy's father was Greek. As Paul and the others went from city to city, they told the followers what the apostles and leaders in Jerusalem had decided, and they urged them to follow these instructions. The churches became stronger in their faith, and each day more people put their faith in the Lord. Paul and his friends went through Phrygia and Galatia, but the Holy Spirit would not let them preach in Asia. After they arrived in Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not let them. So they went on through Mysia until they came to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of someone from Macedonia who was standing there and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we began looking for a way to go to Macedonia. We were sure that God had called us to preach the good news there. In this passage, we see that Paul meets Timothy. Did you notice that his mother was Jewish, but his father was Greek? And so they decide that Timothy needs to be circumcised. When I first read that, I thought, what? Why? Circumcision does not equal salvation. Why are they making him do that? Because I've been in the book of Galatians, and in Galatians, Titus is not compelled to be circumcised. But this is a case-by-case kind of thing. Titus was a Gentile, and it was important for the Galatians to know that salvation is not based on requirements of the law and following the law. Salvation is through faith in Jesus. Here, Timothy is circumcised, it seems, because of a missional strategy. When Timothy and Paul would go into the Jewish synagogues and to the meeting places, it was more about acceptability with his audience and maintaining access to Jewish communities. It wasn't that the gospel had changed, that Timothy had to be circumcised in order to be saved. It was so that the mission could go forward unhindered. This reminds me that the gospel never changes, but sometimes our methods at trying to reach people will change depending on the situation. Sometimes we have to yield our personal rights in order to have an audience with others. Who is it that God is calling you to share a good word about Jesus with today? Oh Lord, we beg you that you would help us to yield our attentions, to yield our focus to you, and to do what you call us to do, to make the gospel beautiful in the eyes who see it lived before them through our lives. Our final passage is Psalm 93, just one little verse, verse 5. I'm reading this week in the Contemporary English Version. Your decisions are firm, and your temple will always be beautiful and holy. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Today is Thankful Tuesday. I had several people respond with what they are thankful for. One is thankful for sweet relationships. Think about a relationship that the Lord has given you. Another is thankful for the provision of an answered prayer. Lord, we give you praise alongside. And then finally, one person was thankful for the provision and the mercy of God. Will you pray with me? Father, we lift up to you our hearts in reflection upon the verses that you have given us today. Help us to be unlike Hezekiah and not be easily flattered or short-sighted. Help us instead to be steadfast and wise. Lord, according to the Acts passage, we pray that your gospel would go forward and that we wouldn't be a distraction to that. And we pray for visions like Paul had of the men in Macedonia calling for help. Lord, we pray for revival in our church and in churches like ours. And we pray, Lord, that the gospel truth that we are saved by grace would just rest on our hearts. Lord, we thank you for your character, that your promises are unshakable, and everything about you is holy. We thank you for a person that comes to mind even now. We lift up to you gratitude for a place that you have provided for us. And we thank you for something. Would you continue to reveal to our hearts people and places and things that are gifts from you? We pray all this in the strong name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.